With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans are aiming to hold a full House vote at noon on Tuesday to elect a new speaker that they hope will be Congressman Jim Jordan. Jordan says the GOP needs to unite by electing a speaker.
We get the speaker, we get the House open, and we get to work on the resolution and supplemental for Israel. And we get back to work for the American people. That's what I'm committed to doing, and I think it's going to happen tomorrow.
Jordan won the nomination with 124 votes within the GOP conference and then claimed 152 votes when members were asked if they would support him on the House floor, leaving him short of the 217 votes he needs to get the gavel. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has renewed pledges of American support for Israel and its war against Hamas as he returned to the country for the second time in less than a week. Blinken says the U.S. will always back Israel.
You know our deep commitment to Israel's right, indeed its obligation, to defend itself and to defend its people. And in that, you have and will always have the support of the United States.
Ford Motor Company Executive Chairman Bill Ford called on auto workers to come together to end a month-long strike that he says could cost the company the ability to invest in the future.
If we lose it, we will lose to the competition. America loses. Many jobs will be lost. So will future investments.
He said losing out to Japanese and South Korean automakers and Tesla would be disastrous to the U.S. economy and Americans in general. The company is near an impasse with the United Auto Workers Union, which called a strike in September. On Wall Street, the Dow by 314 points. This is SRN News. On a 10-acre site outside Birmingham, England, plans are underway for a monument to the power of prayer. It's called the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, and organizer Richard Gamble tells SRN News his vision is to have believers fund over 1 million bricks, which will contain examples of their personal prayers answered by Jesus.
We are gathering stories from all over the world. We have at least 80,000 bricks reserved for America, and we're wanting people from America to not only fund the bricks, but fill them with their stories. And the exciting thing is that those stories then are going to last more than 100 years, and people are going to read your stories of hope long after you've left this planet. You'll be sharing with people the hope that is Jesus Christ.
Gamble adds the huge monument, shaped like an infinity loop, is expected to be completed in 2026. More information can be found at eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks close higher as some of last week's moves, driven by worries about war in the Middle East, unwind. Treasury yields rose after tumbling last week on worries that fighting in Gaza will escalate. Crude oil prices dropped, and gold also slipped as last week's slide towards safer investments waned. More than 50 companies in the S&P 500 reporting their earnings for the summer this week, and expectations are rising that the season may mark a return to growth. The Dow up 314 points to finish at 33,984. The Nasdaq gained 160 to 13,567. The S&P 500 added 45 points to 43.73. New York oil fell $1.03 to $86.66 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.